So, John, from our coverage yesterday, from all of the plaudits coming about Senator Ted Kennedy, it's obvious that he is going to be missed by a whole spectrum of people, but perhaps most by Massachusetts Democrats. They have a huge void to actually fill. So for a look at who is topping a list of potential successors, we are joined by Frank Phillips. He is the State House Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. He's also covered the Massachusetts State House for nearly 40 years. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Simeon.
So, Frank, your senator dies, he gets replaced. Simple, right? Or what's going on in Massachusetts that makes it a little bit more complicated?
Well, probably you could go back to 2004 when John Kerry looked like he had a shot at becoming the next president and there would be a Senate vacancy, but we had a Republican in the governor's office, and the Democrats, both nationally and in Massachusetts, did not want that Republican, Mitt Romney, to make an appointment. So they set up a special election process. It takes 5 months to go along, and they did not make any provision for an interim appointment or somebody to hold that office during that 5 months. And now they are looking to amend that law to allow a Democrat who's in the office, Deval Patrick, to make that interim appointment.
So who's topping the shortlist as far as you're concerned?
Well, you have two things. You have the interim appointment, which everybody wants a commitment from that person not to run in the special election. And then you have people who are obviously going to look at the special election, get the permanent appointment or election. It's merely speculation. It's up to if this goes through the legislature and there's some resistance to it. For an interim appointment, it would be somebody with some stature who does not look for a political future, like perhaps even Michael Dukakis. That name has been bandied around.
Really?
Yes. And there could be others, but I don't think I was with the governor yesterday and I asked him about it and he just said, I'm just not thinking about that at this point. It's so far down the line.
What about this is a famous senator position that's been held by Kennedys for so many years. Is there any chance that another Kennedy might fill that spot?
Well, I think in the general, in the special election, there is, that will determine the shape of that race. Vicky Kennedy, the senator's widow, people have speculated that she would be a very strong candidate. Whether she's interested or not, she's not shown her hand on that at all. Some people think she would not do it. Others say she'll definitely do it.
Frank, what about the idea that any Kennedy who ran would just get the job? True or false?
Any Kennedy who gets into it, pretty much any Kennedy who gets into it, would be a very strong candidate. It depends on the Kennedy again. Joe Kennedy, the former congressman, he would be a very strong candidate. He's been out there, been through the process, and he would know how to conduct himself on the campaign trail. And they would have a wide reach of fundraising ability across the country. There's still a lot of juice to the Kennedy name in Massachusetts, and I think it would clear a lot of the field. If one of the younger, more inexperienced Kennedys got into it, I think you'd see that would be problematic for the family to hold that seat.
Frank Phillips, State House Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe, doing some speculation for us about who might succeed Senator Ted Kennedy. John.
That Dukakis scenario could be a little troublesome, though, where you appoint the older statesman.
Right.
It was Mondale in Minnesota became Norm Coleman in that Senate seat. And there's Frank Lautenberg in New Jersey. Troublesome there. It doesn't necessarily work out that the Democrats can hold it with a senior statesman. But let's look at some headlines.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.